Well, Dave, I'll throw a bit of advice to you that I've been doing for years. I had an uncle who passed away a couple of years ago, but he used to run the Macomb County or Mount Clements water plant. He was in charge of a major portion of that a series of water plant there. He would have major shifts there. And one of the main ones that did it, there was other ones that worked there too, but he was one of the main ones. But even though a water plant that supplies water to your city or area like yourself, I don't assume that the water coming into the house is good because of, like, you know, plumbing and pipes that are old in the ground, and by the time it gets to your house, people don't realize that a shower head should not be just a shower head plain. I bought a filter, you can buy it at Lowe's, not to advertise them, but it filters out a lot of things, especially chlorine. So heated chlorine, breathing it in the shower, is not good for your lungs. Back to you.
Yeah, I found out a lot about water during that time. And I have a water filter here on my sink. I don't have a particular filter on the shower head. But we certainly learned a lesson here in Flint. They didn't have a problem until Flint started putting an additive in the water when they moved the source to the Flint River. And then they put an additive in to, I think, purify it, but that was stripping out the lining in the lead pipes, and then it got down to the lead, and that was the problem. So it was a brought it down upon yourself rule there at 8HKV.
Making Genesee County Radio great again.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I can understand that. But I suggest if you want, look up, and anybody listening, look up under Lowe's, and I'm not advertising Lowe's. It may have one at Home Depot or other big supply places like that, Home Improvement. But they have a filter is made for a standard screw-on shower head that you screw on a special casing that holds the cartridge that you get up to 500 gallons of water through that filter. It's supposed to handle over 500 gallons of water. So however long that is, you can mark how long you use it, how many showers you take, and, you know, estimate when you notice the water's doing what it's doing later, and the 500 gallons, then you can change it out. But it lasts at least 500 gallons, it's supposed to be. But it takes the chlorine out and contaminants, and when the water's heated from your water tank, even in the tank it's sitting there, any chlorine in the water is not good to breathe when it's heated and then forced in your shower for steam. So people having respiratory issues, I'll tell them probably 10 years from now, oh, all those people that used to wash in the shower with chlorine in the water, that's why a lot of people got respiratory issues, and that'd be too late.
Well, I at least have the shower head that I turn it on and off. It doesn't run all the time, and so I'm sure that helps. But I appreciate the information. That's something to check into. I didn't even know they had such a thing for a shower head. Well, have a good day. We've got another line of showers moving into the Flint area here, so I'm going to check on Michigan Storm Chasers on YouTube, which is a pretty good group of people doing weather reporting throughout the state of Michigan. Well worth checking in on. N8HKV, I'll be clear on your last.
Making Genesee County Radio.
Yeah, Dave, yeah, that storm looks like they got severe thunderstorm warnings out for Lapeer, so I'm seeing that on the screen on the channel, local channel. So, but yeah, you take care, be safe, and good talking, and check that out. Let me know if you hear, look up something up on that filter. I recommend it, highly recommend it, not just for a little bit, but it does make a difference. Your skin don't dry out as much, especially women. They'll notice that they got better hair and better skin over time when they don't have that chlorine water being heated as the shower. KE4 is you like you, Claire.